Seasons change. Why not your tech? Upgrade now during the Dell Technologies Summer Sale event and save on select PCs, like the XPS 16, powered by Intel Core processors. You'll be able to bring your most intensive projects to life with built-in AI, minimalistic design, immersive visuals, and cinematic audio. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to exceptional tech and electronics, plus free shipping on everything. Amazing prices await you for a limited time only at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to Money Making Conversations. It's the show that shares the secrets of success experienced firsthand by marketing and branding expert Rashawn McDonald. I will know. He's given me advice on many occasions, and in case you didn't notice, I'm not broke. You know he'll be interviewing celebrity CEOs, entrepreneurs, and industry decision makers. It's what he likes to do. It's what he likes to share. Now it's time to hear from my man, Rashawn McDonald. Money Making Conversations. Here we go.
Hi, this is Rashawn McDonald, and welcome back to Money Making Conversation Masterclass. This is about you. This show is about you. This show is about people. What does mental health have to do with Money Making Conversation Masterclass? Well, it's how you feel. It's how you get up. Who you trust. In this world, you know, because of the color of our skin, we already are naturally stressed because people have a lot of stereotypes about people of color, especially people like all black. And within our community, sometimes we don't know how to deal with that. Who do we turn to? Well, I'm just creating this an outlet because I will have my celebrities on next month. Coming up, we're going to have Kemp Whitley on the show, Dr. Stephen Williams, celebrity plastic surgeon. We're going to have George Wallace on the show. We're going to have LaVell Crawford on the show. And my man, attorney Benjamin Crump, will be on the show. It's my Secrets to Success Storyteller Series will be in the month of September. You don't want to miss it. Again, along with guests, you'll be able to call in, to be able to communicate. But that's what Money Making Conversation Masterclass is important. My next guest, I like to call her a transformational life coach. She's called a transformation specialist. She supports professional women by rediscovering who they are after losing themselves in life, love, or loss. They provide proactive mental health and wellness solutions to corporations and small businesses. Their service is about you and the mental health and how you feel. I always remember one of my stories. I always like to repeat. Sometimes I live such a stressful life because my wife always asks, "How do you just keep going? How do you get up?" You know, because I just get up and keep moving. I don't know if that's healthy. All I know is it's just been that's my model. That's my motto. It may not be good for you. It may not be good for me. But I've learned how to deal with stress, and I'm willing to understand that it exists. A lot of people don't want to acknowledge that it exists. Well, my next guest is here to help us acknowledge it and also show us ways that we can overcome it. Please welcome to Money Making Conversation Masterclass, D. Renee Smith. How you doing, Ms. Renee?
I am great, Rashawn. How are you?
Well, you know, your face may look familiar because you're on TV a lot, but you're on radio this time. Because I remember she said, "Rashawn, can I come down to the studio?" I said, hey, you just call in. No, this is not TV. I know you used to doing TV, Ms. Smith, but, you know, this is radio show. Tell us about you. How you get into this business and realize, because we want to talk about it, because I hope you listened to the first half of my show, the promoter, East York, who's talking about using this event and creating it an avenue. Because a lot of times people come to entertainment, people go to movies, people go to concerts because they're stressed and they're looking for outlets. And so he's providing that tool while you're there. Guess what? You can seek a counselor. What are your thoughts on what he's doing? in this profound way of using his live events, but also providing mental health awareness as well as counselors at these live events.
I think that's awesome. It makes it so that the people are there with the counselor being on site, so they don't have to go look for them. They don't have to go find them. They don't have to take any additional steps other than take a couple steps around the corner and have a seat and discuss whatever it is that's bothering you at this time. So I think that's a great concept.
And when we talk about this, you know, mental health, what exactly is mental health? What are we striving for in your profession when you say mental health awareness or mental health calming people down? When I use that word mental health, what am I talking about?
I like to think of it in a way, you know how people are trying to be in like the best physical health and wellness that they can be. Like they're jogging, they're dieting, they're taking vitamins, they're doing all these things. So they're going to the gym and they're doing all these things so that they can be so fit and be in great health so that they don't get any diagnoses or illnesses or anything that's brought on. That's the same thing when you think about your mental health as it relates to physical health. So you're obtaining, you're getting to a point to where you can obtain wellness. Wellness is something that you seek after that's ongoing. It's an active process that you're continuing to do on a daily basis as it relates to your mind. That means, what are you consuming in your mind?
Right.
That means, what are you listening to? What are you saying to yourself? Monitoring your thoughts. These are all the things that when you think about mental health and mental wellness, you compare it to physical health and all the things you do to stay great and well over there. But what are you doing to stay great and well over here?
Wow. Now, with that being said, you know, we have gender, we have male, female, we have the gay community. That's a whole new stress that's brought on because sometimes you can't even acknowledge who you are in that community. And then the violence can come with that once you make that acknowledgement, which brings a whole new level of stress. But one of the things in your lane of work is you're very passionate about helping women. Why is that?
Because I think oftentimes women get lost in titles and roles. If you're married, you're the wife, you're the mom, you're doing all of these different things. You're the caregiver, you're the Uber driver, you're all of these things. And times when children leave and you become an empty nester, women don't know who they are. They lose themselves oftentimes in many roles. They lose themselves as a wife. They lose themselves as moms. And they don't know who they really are and what their purpose is in life. And so when they lose themselves when it comes to life, love, or loss, then that's what I like to do, is to help them to rediscover who they are. Because they're awesome people. We just get caught up and consumed in roles and titles.
You know, it's really, I hear you very clearly in that, because of the fact that, you know, I don't have a title. Nobody has ever given me a, and if I say I'm a father, you know, some fathers can walk away, you know, become disenfranchised themselves from the whole parenting, from the whole husbandry, from the whole process, you know. But a mom, you know, it's really interesting when you say, but if a mom walks away, oh, how dare her deny her children? How dare her not love her kids? How dare her not? It's really a very chauvinistic, stereotypical way that we look at men and women, and we can make men and women can make the same decisions, but then we look at women and just really lay the hammer down when it comes, especially when it comes to parenting, especially when it comes to relationships, and especially when it comes to our dreams or what a woman's dream is versus what a man's dream is. Talk about that whole process, if you can, from your perspective, from the mental health side, the stress that women have to deal with, because I just brought out what you just said, and I hopefully made it more visual to our listeners.
Well, it can be very stressful. Like being a single parent, I'm just gonna say that. Being a single parent with lack of support, for instance, right. can be very overwhelming. And I know some people say, oh, well, you know, some women, that's what they chose and things like that. But you don't know people's situations. One of my favorite quotes is, don't judge people by the choices they make, because you don't know the things that they had to choose from in order to make that choice. And so when women are, you know, single, or possibly if their marriage fails or anything like that, that is stress, right? We right. know that stress comes within a couple, like a whole family unit, there can be stress. Now imagine just one person consuming all of that, the kids, the grades, the activities, the finances, the stress, the overwhelm. There are things that come along with that. And of course, that contributes to stress, anxiety, depression. You know, I was looking at something the other day, and there was an article about a single mom who didn't have support, who completed suicide.
Right.
Because she didn't have the support that she needed to be able to help her to care for her kids. And that's stressful in itself. So when we talk about women and the roles that they play and the things that they have going on, there's poor self-care. They don't really know who they are. They get consumed. So they allow things to come upon them that shouldn't possibly be there, like gaining weight, because they're not really looking after their care. They're looking after everybody else's care. Oh, I can't go to the gym because I got to go to the baseball game, or I got to go to the soccer game, or I got to go do this. So there are things that women have to deal with in those roles and put themselves to the side that oftentimes they don't know how to incorporate that self-care and that mental wellness component within their daily routine.
Wow. I'm speaking to Dee Renee Smith about just mental health. And, you know, I'm really glad, because majority of my listeners are female. And I'm glad they're hearing this. I hope they are hearing this, because I'm sure some of them are who you're talking about. People who mm-hmm. want to change their role, but sometimes get blocked into that, or afraid to make a decision to better themselves, but don't want to be looked down upon, or don't want to be subject to, you can't do that. What about your kids? Or what about your job? Or what about, and then they don't have any dreams. And so they're just blocked into being what everybody else say they should be, and never being who they could be. That's powerful statements that you're saying. Mm-hmm. How can they get out? How can a woman get out of that box that society has put them in?
Well, one thing that I like to say is self-care is not selfish. You taking control of your dreams, you taking control of your mental well-being, you taking a time out from having to be all things and do all things is not selfish. So you have to seek the support that you need in order to get to a place to where you can do those things. It's possible. It's not selfish. You don't have to be all of this and none of that. There is a way to have harmony, not balance, but harmony. As long as all things are working together for the good, there's harmony.
Wow. If you want to talk to us, call us. You know, if you want to give a fake name, no problem. I just want to make sure that you realize that this show is for you. The information we're providing is for you. And this Money Making Conversation Masterclass, what it has to do with your success is how you feel and how you think about yourself. That's what mental health is all about. We'll be right back with more Money Making Conversation Masterclass with the transformational coach. She calls herself the transformation specialist. Dee Renee Smith. We'll be right back with more.
We'll be right back with more Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rushon McDonald.
You are now tuned into the Money Making Conversations Minute of Inspiration with Rushon McDonald.
Hollywood super producer Will Packer has produced films that have earned more than $1 billion at the box office. Will Packer tells me why marketing his brand as a producer wasn't normal in Hollywood.
Well, when I came in as a producer, I knew how important it was to connect with an audience. That really started with my journey at FAMU, because I made my first film project, which was Chocolate City, while I was still an undergraduate at FAMU. I was a junior. We shot Chocolate City, this little bitty movie. And in order for that film to be successful, I had to go out to my audience, my core audience. And I realized I needed to go out and explain to that audience why they should care about this film. And that really started something that I still do to this day, which is going out and trying to touch people with every project that I have.
If you want to hear this full interview with Will Packer, visit MoneyMakingConversation.com.
When it comes to ensuring your company has top-notch security practices, things can get complicated fast. Vanta automates compliance for ISO 27001, SOC 2, and more, saving you time and money. Unify your security program management and streamline security reviews with AI-powered security questionnaires. Over 7,000 global companies like Atlassian, FlowHealth, and Cora use Vanta to build trust and improve security in real time. Access Vanta's free suite of resources to scale your governance, risk, and compliance program at vanta.com/special. That's vanta.com/special.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. oracle.com/strategic.
Seasons change, so why not your tech? Upgrade now during the Dell Technologies Summer Sales Event and save on select PCs, like the XPS 16, powered by Intel Core processors. You'll be able to bring your most intensive projects to life with built-in AI, minimalistic design, immersive visuals, and cinematic audio. Plus, complete your dream setup with deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at dell.com/deals, you'll have access to exceptional tech and electronics, plus free shipping on everything. Amazing prices await you for a limited time only at dell.com/deals. That's dell.com/deals.
Programming is made possible in part by support from 3815 Media, led by Emmy and NAACP Image Award-winning television producer Rashawn McDonald. 3815 Media offers social media management, podcast production, designs logos, and develops websites. Additional services include brand management and career development consulting services. More information is available at 470-688-3815 or via email at info@3815media.com. Keep winning.
HBCUs represent Black excellence. If you attend or are an alumnus of an HBCU, we want to hear about your story. The My HBCU Story Digital Library will allow current HBCU students and alumni to share their stories. More information is available at HBCUcollegeday.com. You can upload a photo. The photo can be recent or from when you attended your HBCU. More information is available at HBCUcollegeday.com.
Now let's return to Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rashawn McDonald.
Before we return and start speaking, continue my interview with Dee Renee Smith, a transformational life coach, mental health trainer, and licensed therapist. I'm big into women athletics, women sports. And one of my favorite players is she attends the University of Stanford. She's a college basketball player, really huge in the NIL, one of the top paid NIL athletes. And her name is Cameron Brink. And when you look at Cameron, she's got it going on. She's 6'1". She's beautiful. She's got all these qualities. She's probably going to be a first-round pick in next year's WNBA draft. But that doesn't mean that she doesn't have mental health problems. And one of the things she said in an interview, she said, whenever I'm in a bad mood or not having a good day, people around me will know. Mental health should be seen as hygiene, like brushing your teeth every day. You should be checking in with yourself. So I haven't been afraid to share that I've struggled mentally. And I think what she's saying right there is that don't hide how you feel. And that suppression leads to a bigger problem, correct?
Absolutely.
How do we see the warning signals if nobody is willing to tell us that they're dealing with issues that we need to be talking about or seeking a therapist or seeking some form of counseling or some form of family or friend support?
Well, it's based on the person's functioning and the severity of what's going on with them. If you see a person that you know is typically like uplifted and doing this and doing that, and you're noticing that they're kind of withdrawing, or you're noticing that they no longer have a desire to do something, or you're noticing, or they're saying, you know what, I don't feel comfortable when I'm in certain spaces. Like I start to feel like something is, you know, like something is bothering me, or like I'm getting claustrophobic when I'm in certain places and things like that. It's just that the normal people in the world, other than those of us who are trained to identify and know signs of like depression and anxiety and things like that, they're not aware of what to look for when it comes to things like that. They don't, might not know that depression has different signs. There are people who completed suicide, and every time you talk to someone, they might say, oh, they seem like they were just so happy.
Right.
Oh, this person just seemed like they were so happy. We're not saying that this is a catch-all, but there are certain things. If you notice a person's patterns of behavior changing, then you can just do a check-in with them. Hey, are you okay? And even if they say, I'm okay, are you sure you're okay? Because I noticed this, this, and this, and this. Mm-hmm. Or I noticed this, this, and this, and this. Don't just accept okay as the end-all, be-all, because if you tend to explore a little bit more, then you might get something else out of them.
That's important. I know that, you know, it's not being nosy, it's being concerned. And that's a big difference, because in the end, you don't want to sit around and with regret. I'd rather pester somebody. I'd rather make them mad at me. Leave me alone. Well, okay, cool. Well, you're angry with me now. At least you refocused on me. Okay, refocused on me. Redirected whatever bothering you back on me. I take that. But more importantly, the workplace can create mental stress too. And I'm going to get to the HBCUs in a minute, because we recently had a violent incident at an HBCU. What is the workplace? How does people, especially people of color, because that's where we run into a lot of issues. You know, we're not getting the raise we thought we should get. We're not getting promoted like we thought we should get. We're not getting respected. We feel we're being harassed. We feel we're in an environment that won't let us grow. All these things create stress. Talk about that work environment.
Listen, I have been doing EAP consulting for the last 5 to 6 years.
Right.
And there are a lot of things that I feel are reactive. There are EAPs that the services that's provided are reactive to situations, meaning they come after something has happened. Now that the place is on fire, let me call somebody to put it out.
Right.
But there is nothing that's really being done to be proactive and maintaining and managing mental wellness. Remember when I said earlier, mental wellness is something that should be practiced often, and it's ongoing. So why are we dealing with things after something had happened, and then it's put back on to the employee to go and seek an EAP counselor or someone to get that help? So what we do with my business, Transformational Living Coaching and Consulting, is we offer mental wellness coaching as well as performance coaching, to where they have a coach that's supporting them twice a month at least to support their mental well-being, to help guide them, to help them process, to not necessarily processing, but to help them stay in a great mental place, to help prevent burnout, to reduce stress, to help increase productivity and things of that nature.
You know, I employ people. And so I employ people to come to work, you know, 40 hours a week, give me their job responsibility that I requested them every day. As an employer, what should I be doing? What should I be aware of? you know, if I'm doing stuff, am I being just more, should I be more aware of the person or and not so much aware of what I'm asking them to do? What are my responsibilities as an employer for that pre-care that you're talking about?
We're talking about call-outs, monitoring call-outs, stress when it comes to how are they dealing with stress. Do they seem like they're frazzled? Do they seem like they're able to manage it? How are they? How is their productivity? Are they doing things on time? Are they late? Are they coming in late? You know, these are all like patterns of behavior, just observing patterns of behavior to kind of see what is going on with that person. And then if you work with them on a regular basis, you're able to notice change.
Right.
No different than what we talked about before. You're able to notice the change in those individuals so that you can get them help. But again, that's after the fact. What are we doing ongoing on a regular basis?
Well, you know, I try to keep, you know, I'm just talking about my company. You know, I try to cook, like to cook desserts, you know, I mm-hmm. snacks for my staff, you know, mm-hmm. you know, people always say, man, I wish I worked for you. You're always cooking and posting. You know, I got to make homemade ice cream. You know, they come in sometimes because mm-hmm. in my office, I have a kitchen. And so I'm able to cook food and so I'm able to do snacks. So I try to build that atmosphere that, mm-hmm. hey, you know, that there's fun there. There's because we have a job to do. Right? Okay. You know, I'm trying to keep these mm-hmm. doors open, but in the meantime, you know, I'm making desserts or hamburger or some chicken or casserole, or sometimes I might do a full blown lunch for them. And so that's my way of trying to keep that stress down. Is that something I should continue doing?
Absolutely. People like to feel valued and appreciated on their jobs. And if you're contributing to that and allowing them to feel valued and appreciated sincerely on the job, then that lets them say, that makes them want to work for you. That makes them want to stay in your company to kind of help prevent turnover and things like that. But it's just when you go to those other areas where you're not being valued, and then it is high stress, you know, on the job, and you're not necessarily taking care of them as a whole, because right. telling them to go to the EAP or just call this number if you need to talk to somebody or something like that, like oftentimes they're not gonna follow through with that. EAP services are only used 5 to 10% of the time. A study showed in the U.S., EAP services is only used 5 to 10%, and most often is not by the employees, and is non-related to mental health.
And EAP stands for what?
Employee Assistance Program.
Okay, cool.
That's what the employees get through their insurance company, and they get a certain amount of sessions for free. Some companies might give you 3 sessions. Some might give you 6. And then oftentimes when you tell people that, it's like, oh, well, that's it. 3 sessions, that's it. They don't want to take any parts in it.
Right.
Because it's just going to be 3 sessions. Like, that ain't going to be enough. I got all these problems. You know?
I know. Don't put a limit on my problems. Now,
right.
D. Renee Smith, D., how can we get in touch with you? What's your website?
All right. You can reach me at tlccs.net. You can also reach me on Instagram at DRenee_TLCCS, as well as I have, you can email me at info@TLCCS.net.
DRenee Smith, because when you come back on the show, I'm going to tell you how we met. You know, people always say, how people get on your show? Well, we have a really funny, great story how we met, because, again, just good people meeting each other. And guess what? She's on my show to tell you how your life can get better. Thanks for coming on Money Making Conversation Masterclass. D. Renee Smith.
Let me tell you about the host of Money Making Conversations, Rushon McDonald. Rushon's a 2-time Emmy Award winner, 3-time NAACP Image Award winner, sitcom writer, stand-up comic, and former IBM executive. Thank you for joining us for this edition of Money Making Conversations Masterclass. Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rushon McDonald is produced by 3815 Media, Inc. More information about 3815 Media Inc. is available at 3815media.com. And always remember to lead with your gifts.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.